The annual address to the General Assembly by the President is normally a wide-ranging compilation of U.S. foreign policy themes, but Mr. Obama put unusual stress on the U.S.-brokered direct Israeli-Palestinian peace talks, which began early this month and aim at a two-state peace accord within a year. The talks face an early hurdle amid Palestinian threats to walk out if Israel fails to extend a 10-month moratorium on most West Bank settlement activity that expires in a week. President Obama reiterated U.S. calls for an extension. He also appealed to Arab governments to actively support the peace process.
Those who have signed on to the Arab Peace Initiative should seize this opportunity to make it real by taking tangible steps towards the normalization that it promises Israel. And those who speak on behalf of Palestinian self-government should help the Palestinian Authority politically and financially, and in doing so help the Palestinians build the institutions of their state.
The President said the rights of the Palestinians can be won only by peaceful means. He added that those who long to see an independent Palestine must, in his words, stop trying to tear down Israel.
Efforts to chip away at Israel's legitimacy will only be met by the unshakable opposition of the United States. And efforts to threaten or kill Israelis will do nothing to help the Palestinian people. The slaughter of innocent Israelis is not resistance, it's injustice. And make no mistake, the courage of a man like President Abbas, who stands up for his people in front of the world under very difficult circumstances, is far greater than those who fire rockets at innocent women and children.
On Iran, Mr. Obama said Tehran had failed to respond to what he termed the extended hand he offered a year ago for dialogue on the country's nuclear program. He said the UN Security Council sanctions resolution approved in June made clear that the application of international law with regard to Tehran is not an empty promise. Nonetheless, President Obama stressed the continued readiness of major world powers, reaffirmed by their foreign ministers here Wednesday, to resolve the issue through dialogue.
Now let me be clear once more. The United States and the international community seek a resolution to our differences with Iran, and the door remains open to diplomacy should Iran choose to walk through it. But the Iranian government must demonstrate a clear and credible commitment and confirm to the world the peaceful intent of its nuclear program.
A senior U.S. official said Wednesday there are signs Iran may be ready to resume a nuclear dialogue during the next few months, but that Tehran had not confirmed its intentions to the European Union. In the 33-minute address, Mr. Obama drew applause when defending women's rights and urging nations to act against oppression, saying concerned countries must not stand idly by when dissidents elsewhere are imprisoned and protesters are beaten. The President was several minutes late arriving in the Assembly Hall, and Switzerland took the traditional U.S. position on the speaker's list after Brazil. Mr. Obama has a series of bilateral meetings on the sidelines with, among others, the leaders of China, Japan, and Colombia. He is expected to take part in a group meeting Friday aimed at advancing peace efforts in Sudan. David Gallas, VOA News, the United Nations.